You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Well, hello. Welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. Welcome. For those who don't know me, if this is your first time tuning into my show, I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. I'm a believer. I believe in angels. I believe in angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction. And I've incorporated so many of these laws into my own life. And I've manifested not just my dreams and desires, but, oh, blessings I never even considered. I've never could even dream of the things that I've manifested. And I'm not done. I'm not done by a long shot, for none of us are ever done manifesting and dreaming. So, thank you again for tuning in. Maybe this is your first time. Maybe you don't know why you tuned in. Maybe you're a spiritual person and you're looking for a little guidance. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just curious. It doesn't really matter. If you're looking for change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. Everybody on this network, all the hosts on this network, we're here to help. We're bridges. I love being a bridge. We're going to talk about that later on. I'm a storyteller, and I share many true stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and experience my part in the co-creation of my life. I am not afraid to share true stories. I think that's the easiest way for me to get my point across is to share things that have happened to me. I love that. I was blessed with this podcast, seemingly out of nowhere, but not. But again, divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of your lives, take charge of your thoughts, and co-create your desires with the universe. Okay, got that done. Let's get started. This week's topic, finding your spark. What in the heck is that? What is that? Sounds simple, right? Or not. So what is your spark? So I think we've come to feel maybe spark is something that we have to search for. Spark is something that we're looking for. We have to go looking for things that spark us, things that light us up, something we search for. And, oh, we're going to know it when we're going to find it. We're going to find that spark. We'll know it when we find it. Oh, spark, that's our purpose, our goals. Once we reach those things, then we're going to find our spark. At that one thing or that series of events, maybe wishes filled or dreams delivered, then we're going to feel that spark. Oh, the spark is that, you know, that dream at the end of the rainbow. That's the spark. Oh, I'll feel the spark, the destination to our journeys. That's the spark. Oh, if I only had this, then I'll find my spark. If only that person loved me, then I'd feel a spark. If I only had money, if I had the money, I would buy me some spark. If I were only there or there or there or there, then I'll know the true meaning of the word spark. Oh, spark. If only I had gone a different road, maybe that's where my spark was. Oh, dang it, I missed my spark. Oh, I took a wrong turn. Maybe my spark was that way and we never met. Oh, I missed my spark. Once I reach the list of my goals, then my spark will find me. We will finally meet, me and my spark. Come find me, spark. Here's spark. Here's spark. Spark, spark. Wherefore art thou, spark? I know. Maybe I don't deserve a spark. Maybe I'm not ready for spark. Maybe I'm not deserving. Sparks are for other people. Sparkly people. Okay. So you get my point. All right. So let's move on from that. So a funny thing happened to me when I had nothing to do a week ago, Friday. So today is Friday. I'm recording this on Friday. Last Friday, it was so cold out. So if anybody knows anything about Chicago, it's winter here, as you know. It's winter everywhere, but it is winter in Chicago. And we're still hiding from COVID. So here we are. Here in the Midwest, in the middle of the winter, we're waiting for the thaw. That's what we do. We get through the winter, we complain, we wait, we go within. But boy, COVID has given us a whole nother reason for hibernating in the winter, right? We're waiting for the CDC to give us the all clear so we can finally get out there and be together again. Oh, then we can find our sparks. We miss each other. And I believe we're all puzzled and coloring booked out. So during the holidays, maybe, I don't know, maybe Christmas Eve, my daughter was here and she wanted me, we always watch our Christmas movies. And this time she said, she wanted to watch a movie that just came out on Disney Plus. Okay, so you may have heard of it. The movie Soul. Okay. She said, okay. Oh, mom, it's so good. We have to watch it, but mom, we got to pay attention to it. And mom, you can't keep running around doing other things. Mom, you have to actually sit down and watch it. I knew what she meant. You can't cook while it's on. You can't worry that we've all had enough to eat while you're trying to watch it. Mom, you can't wash the dishes. Mom, you can't dry the dishes. You can't load the dishwasher. You can't empty the dishwasher. You can't do laundry. You can't worry about your podcast, your books, or your clients. Nothing. Nothing you can do during this time, mom. Nothing. You have to just watch it. Mom, you have to be here now. And you have to stop your mind from wandering around about all the other things you have to do. Okay, well, suffice it to say, stuff happened and I couldn't commit to it and we didn't end up watching it. Okay, so as I said, last Friday night, it was really cold here in Chicago. And of course, there's nowhere to go right now. So I was kind of bored. I don't know. And I wanted to take a break from my goals, my work, manifesting, and, you know, everything on my to-do list, no offense, law of attraction. I just wanted to take a break from everything. So I was scrolling through all the movies which are saved on my DVR, which is ridiculous. You can't even imagine. So you have any idea how many movies and shows I have saved on my DVR? It's nuts. My son Anthony tells me, Ma, for real? 90% of the DVR space is used. I have like one program saved. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. I know. But I know within all of that information, I will watch what I'm supposed to watch and learn what I'm supposed to learn when I'm supposed to. So I just kind of leave it there until I'm drawn to it. I don't know. You probably understand what I'm talking about. Each program is a different experience that I will experience, or I'll delete it when I'm ready to. My soul knows all. So I don't look at it like that. He laughs about it. And we kind of laugh about it, but we leave it at that. Silly mom. Nothing spoke to me as I had probably 200 things, but I decided I should go on demand. Yeah, because with 97% of my DVR filled, I should go on demand, right? Okay. But then I heard a little voice that said, go on Disney Plus. Yeah, because there's, you know, a million things to watch on Disney Plus. So I said, okay. I listened. See, that's what I do. I listened to the pushes. So I began scrolling, and there it was. I was told to stop. Yep, there it was. The movie Soul. I remembered what my daughter told me about paying attention, not doing anything else, not letting my mind wander, and to give this movie my full attention. My spirit guides were screaming at me, listen and pay attention to this movie. Okay, so seemed like the perfect time. Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's my podcast and I have to share what I learned. So, because it's awesome. Or maybe watch the movie for yourself and come back to this podcast another time, to this episode. Okay, your choice. Basic premise. Okay. Middle school band teacher, voiced by Jamie Foxx, He had huge dreams of a career in jazz. He was an excellent teacher. The kids loved him, but he kind of didn't feel like that was his goal. That was his dream. This was his job. And yeah, he inspired some kids, but he, I don't know, he kind of sat at the piano, kind of rolling his eyes with his hand on his chin, like, oh, this isn't really what I really, what I want to do. This is not my passion. My passion is to play in a real jazz band and to have a career as a jazz musician. That's my dream. And here I sit teaching middle school kids. Okay, so he suddenly finds himself in a situation where he's trapped in a strange land between Earth and the afterlife. Okay, so the basic premise of the movie is truly about finding, you know, he met with souls. And so it was a soul's journey. And it was how the universe was handing out souls and where the souls were going. The soul goes over here and you know, at the beginning of creation. But the movie really is about finding your soul, not your purpose, but your soul. Finding your spark. Okay. That's the premise of the movie, is the spark. Remembering your spark. Okay, spoiler alert. Our sparks are the little things in life. Those little things that spark our soul. Those little everyday things that bring us joy. Our sparks mean our soul is ready to live. Our souls are ready to dream, to inspire, and to be inspired. It all starts with the sparks. The spark is not the end. The spark is the beginning. It's what makes us happy. So my guides wanted to pull me back to remember, yes, it's winter in Chicago. And yes, COVID has got us all, you know, hibernating even deeper and than we do in the winter here. But to remember what my sparks are. So I was like, oh, dang, you want me to remember what makes me happy. And you want me to stop focusing so much on my goals, on my podcast, on what I'm going to do from here, on my books and what's going to happen in the spring. And when, what does Dr. Fauci say? When can we get out of here? It's not about the goal or the destination. It's about the sparks now. So that's what I did. I started a list and I started remembering what my sparks were or identifying them. You know what sparks me? Pizza. Pizza lights me up. No other food lights me up like pizza. I don't care where it's from. I don't care who made it. I am always up for a good piece of pizza or a bad one. That's from the nanny. Anyway, pizza lights me up. It's my favorite. It's my favorite food in the world. You know what else lights me up? My kids. Laughing with my kids. When I see my three kids laugh together, that is a spark. That lights me up. Even if it's an inside joke, which it usually is, I don't know what they're talking about, they laugh until they cry. And I don't know what they're talking about, but I don't need to know what they're talking about. Their laughter makes me happy. Their laughter is a spark. What makes me most is when I tell them to sing the song from, I don't know if you know Rugrats, if anybody remembers Rugrats, but there was this song, Cynthia, that it was a doll. And my kids are all adults now. And, you know, 32, 30, and 27, and they sing the song Cynthia. And they know what makes me happy. I go, sing Cynthia. And they're all adults and they sing the song Cynthia. And that makes me happy. That's a spark. My friends are a spark. I love laughing with my friends. I love eating pizza with my friends and laughing with my friends. We just laugh. Me and my two best friends, we just laugh all the time. We just laugh. Going for a beer with a friend, oh, that is a true spark. And just being silly and laughing over nothing. Not making fun of anybody, not anything like that. Laughing at ourselves, laughing at the absurdities of life and finding joy and something funny in pretty much anything. That lights me up. That's a true spark. Traveling lights me up. I love traveling and I love traveling with my kids and exploring new things with them. I love traveling with my friends. I love music. I love live music. I love musicians playing instruments, all instruments. I don't play any instruments, but I love it. I am so inspired when I watch live music. I could start with the guitarist and I just watch that guitarist and I'm in awe of his talent. And then I'll move over to perhaps the bass player. And I watch how that instrument is different. And how do they know what they're doing? Like, what are they doing? And they're not even looking down. I'm amazed. Then I'll move over to the keyboard. Sometimes you can't see the keyboard, but I'm still amazed. I'm still amazed that they're again, maybe they're looking down. Maybe they're not. They're looking up, but they know just what they're doing. I'm so inspired. The piano, same thing. A saxophone. I don't know what a saxophone. I've never even touched a saxophone, but I watch somebody playing the saxophone and I'm like, dang, how do you know what you're doing? I'm so inspired. Trombone, same thing. What are you doing with that instrument? And there's actually a melody coming out of that instrument. I love, believe it or not, one of my favorite bands of all time, Huey Lewis and the News. Love me, my Huey. Love me, my Huey Lewis. He plays the harmonica. What in the heck with the harmonica? It is a tiny little thing. How are you doing that? What are you doing? How are you getting the melody out of a harmonica? I just love it. And my favorite, I say for last, I love the drums. I love a good drum solo. I have always, my entire life, loved a drum solo. It speaks to me. And it really speaks to my soul. I never understood why, but drum solos are it for me. I always wanted to play the drums, but truth be told, my father wouldn't let me because he said, girls don't play the drums. And I used to say, hello, Karen Carpenter. Hello, Sheila E. But anyway, maybe I still will take up the drums. More to come on that. Dancing. I'm not a great dancer. I'm an okay dancer. But I love watching dancers. I am so inspired by dancing. I'm so inspired by choreography. They make it look so easy. I know a lot of people that know me know that I love musicals. I love musicals. And I love to watch dancers on musicals. Like, I love that. And it seems kind of silly. Like, if you watch the movie West Side Story and the Jets and the Sharks are, like, beating each other up and fighting and then they're dancing. I know, like, there was a whole skit on Saturday Night Live about it that it was, like, funny. Like, but I love, because I love the backstories. And so I read the backstories of how they make the movies. And I love reading about the rehearsals and how those dancers were dancing on the pavement in gym shoes and the shin splints they got from it and how hard it was. And they make it look so easy, right? They're laughing, they're smiling, they're singing or mouthing, whatever. And they're all in pain. And I'm amazed at what they can do with their bodies. So I know a lot of people say, oh, she's always in the movies, but I'm a person who loves the backstories of the movies. Like, I could actually work on a movie set in the background, and I love to see how they do this. I'm inspired by inspiration. Same thing with that movie Singing in the Rain with Debbie Reynolds, right? If you read the backstory of all that, I mean, she was young. Gene Kelly was so hard on her, and she was crying all the time. And, you know, even though so when I watched those scenes of her dancing, I know that in that seat, her feet were bleeding and she was smiling through it and, you know, having breakdowns in between shots. But I am inspired by her movement and by her drive and by her confidence in herself and her faith. So I'm inspired by inspiration. Inspiration sparks me, if that makes sense. And a singer. Oh my God. I can't sing, but I have a friend who is a singing teacher. She's a singer and she teaches singing. And she said that everybody can be a singer. You just need training. I'm not sure about that, but I think the instrument of a voice, how they do that, how they hold it, where are they breathing? When are they breathing? I'm so amazed by inspiration. I'm inspired by everything that I see. Those are my sparks. Our journeys are our adventures. Adventures bring sparks. Sparks await us everywhere we go. It's like being on a train. You're not sure when you're getting off, but you know what? You may decide to get off at a certain stop. And then you ride, you get off at the stop, and you experience those sparks that you already are aware of, but you find new ones. And the sparks, those sparks that you have awakened, you take those everywhere you go. Treating your life as an adventure instead of a series of meaningless events. same old job, same old, you got to stay in, it's winter, it's COVID. We have access to our current sparks and we're led to learn how to even get more. It's like getting, you can get your jollies in so many places. Don't stop discovering what their sparks are just because you can't physically do all the things you did before. I cannot tell you the profound effect this movie had on me. Truly, I know it's a Disney movie, but that's what Disney movies do. I can't tell you how much it hit home at me and at that very moment. This message is something that I have known, or I thought I knew at different times in my life. COVID and my wonderful spirit guides brought me closer and closer to this message, closer to my soul. This movie cemented it in, hopefully forever, or until my spirit guides see me slipping away and feel I need another gentle reminder. So if you haven't seen the movie, it's a great movie. You got to pay attention to it though. Jamie Foxx is the main character. Tina Fey is a soul without a body. And she goes on this journey with him and she teaches him about the meaning of life and sparks, as Disney movies do. So I am going to introduce a new segment today, because I get so many questions. So again, if you ever have any questions, send me an email at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. And I would love to answer your questions on air. So I have questions that I would love to address today. Here we go. I received a question. Oh, I love this question. How do I see the signs? How do I know what a sign is, right? Okay, so signs. Oh, signs are like my favorite thing. There's many signs, right? Signs can be, a bird, a cardinal, bells, a song. You can get signs from pretty much anywhere. And so what I tell people is the way to receive a sign is simply, first and foremost, be aware. Keep yourself open for the possibility of signs, first and foremost, right? If you'd like a sign, ask for a sign. Sometimes you just have to ask the universe for a sign. Your spirit guides and your angels, they are all ready to assist you, but you got to ask. So I still do it. I'll ask all the time for a sign. Sometimes I'll need a bigger sign, and so I ask for a burning bush. I'll say, I need a burning bush. Give me a bigger sign. But anyway, your first is to be aware and to ask. And so then if you see a sign and you're not sure if it's a sign, you're like, well, that's weird. There's a cardinal that is, staring at me, perched, on my deck, staring at me. Okay, that's a sign. But if you're not sure if it's a sign, ask for confirmation. Ask your guides for confirmation. Okay, that's how you know it's a sign. And then when you take inspired action, how you felt afterwards is a sign that you received the sign. Does that make sense? So be open, ask for confirmation, ask your guides. What I also do is sometimes there'll be a series of signs like something that is out of place. And you're like, what is that doing there? And it's usually insects or animals. I think I've spoken about this on my show before. And so that is when I'm like, well, that is weird. There are three bees. Like, I never see bees. What is a bee? What are three bees doing on my, on my balcony, whatever. So I Google the spiritual significance of a bee, and then I get the message. Now, I know that seems corny. You should be Googling all the time. But when you're aware, you're going to see more signs. So you'll think, oh, I'm just making this stuff up. It can't be. But when you're aware, more things happen. So you have to prepare yourself when you ask if everything's going to start happening. So be open for signs, open for listening for signs. And then ask, show me what to do next. Once you get that sign, you might not know what that means. You might read the spiritual significance of, and maybe you're not sure what that means. Again, just ask. What should I do next? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be taking away from this? So it brings me back to the story that I shared with you several episodes that when I lived in Florida, there was all these dead cockroaches in the house that I was renting. You know, the house was closed up for several years. So of course there was dead cockroaches. Well, I was freaking out. My daughter and I, we were freaking out. We actually, after we cleaned up and vacuumed up all the dead cockroaches, the next day my daughter brought in clothes and out from one of her jackets, everything was sitting on hangers on the floor. Out from her jacket came a live cockroach, and we screamed and we ran. We grabbed our purses and we ran, and we got in the car, and literally we left the house and we went to a hotel. I'm not even kidding you. If you've heard the story before, you understand. I'm not even kidding you. We went to a Holiday Inn near Disney World. $120 I spent because of this cockroach. So I went to bed that night, and you know, I always say this, but people from Florida who are listening to this are probably like, yeah, care. You're in a hotel in Orlando. If there's any, there are probably cockroaches in that room too, but I didn't know that. So anyway, I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and I heard a voice. My spirit guide said, why don't you Google cockroaches? So I did. I Googled the spiritual significance of a cockroach. And what I got from that was simple. They were survivors. And I knew then what they wanted me to learn is that they've been here a long time. They've been here millions of years before humans, and millions of years after they've been on this earth, and they're survivors, and you're going to have to figure it out. And that's your message, is that you're going to survive this time in Florida, which is something that I really needed. So I woke up my daughter and I said, let's go. We're going home. And I told her what I learned from this sign of these cockroaches is that we're survivors and we're going to be okay. I cannot tell you how much that has helped me, because I don't freak out anymore. Whenever I see something, I'm not Googling all day for every little thing that happens, but I know a true sign when I see a sign. You know what I mean? So always be aware, ask your guides. Ask for confirmation. I know how I felt afterwards. I know what my guides wanted to learn. So I knew that the cockroaches, I know we say cockroach, but they're called palmetto bugs. So I apologize. But I knew that afterwards how much it changed my life. And I was so grateful for the sign. Be open for songs, be open for lights flashing, because energy, you know, it's all energy anyway, work a lot with the lights. That's easy. So when you see a light flashing, or you walk past a light and it goes out, or you walk past a light and it goes on, be aware for signs. My mother my mother passed away when I was very young. I was 5 years old. She works with lights. So I know that when something happens, that's my mom. And I always know what she wants to tell me at that time. And if I'm honest with myself, see, that's the thing too. You got to be honest. If I'm honest with myself, I'll see the flashing light and I'll say, you're right, mom. I get it. And I'll know what she's trying to tell me gently and with love. I hope that makes sense. Be open. There's so many signs. Signs are here to help us. Signs are there to guide us. Sometimes signs are just here to tell us, hey, you are not alone. You know, you're going the right way. Or I love you, I'm here, and keep going. So I hope that helps. I'm so, so grateful that you tuned in this week. Next week, we are going to be talking about energy. Energy is one of my favorite subjects, one of my favorite topics, energy. So again, if you have any questions, please keep them coming. I have tons of questions, and I'm going to do this segment on every show. I'm going to answer as many questions as I can once we get through the topic. So please keep them coming. I love them. There isn't anything that you can't ask me. And if I don't know, I will talk to my guides and I will get you an answer when I can. So again, my email address is Karen Rizzo Lights Up @gmail.com. And again, I am so grateful that you tuned into the show this week. And you know what I always say, keep those beautiful, beautiful lights shining so brightly. I love you all. Lights up, my friends. Lights up. Till next week.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.